guys, I'm back today with another audio. You know what I need to do, y'all? I really, really, really need to pay for my backup phone. Like I said, I was going to pay on that today because for some reason on this phone, my phone tends to act up super bad for some reason on this app, on Anchor. I need to talk to y'all. I really need to talk to y'all. So it's been a while since I've been on here, and I'm going to tell you guys why. I'm going to sum it up quick because I don't want to spend too much time on it. So my daughter was sick, and then I got sick, and then it was just like me being sick for 2 weeks. I don't know if I had a virus or what, you guys. Like, it started off as like a little bit of a cold. I'm coughing, I'm congested, and then I was feeling weak. I had no appetite. I was just not myself at all. And then it went from that to I'm vomiting. Like, a lot of things will happen. I was so sick, you guys. So my daughter was having the same issues, and it sucked for us to be sick like that. She still has a little bit of a cough. My cough is still here too, but it's like once you get a cold, everybody's getting sick, so you got to be cautious when you go out. So it's just like, oh my god, I hate being sick, y'all. I really, really do. So I'm glad I'm back to talk to you guys. I haven't even been on TikTok like that. I made one video for TikTok over the weekend, and that was it. Actually, to be honest with y'all, I don't miss TikTok like I did before, because honestly, it was draining trying to make videos for TikTok every day and trying to make 4 or 5 videos a day. And I'm just not ready to make my return officially back to TikTok. Maybe this weekend I'll get back on there for good. I don't know. I'm not rushing trying to make TikTok videos, y'all. I'm just chilling right now. But I do want to talk to y'all. So let me tell you guys what happened. So a lot of crazy stuff has been going on, you guys. For one, I'm going to try not to cry recording this. For the last 2 weeks, I've just been really thinking about my guy friend that passed away. This has been hard on me. I've been crying about it every day. I've been thinking about him, been wondering if he's okay. I know he's in heaven with God and he's safe, but it's just I've been missing him. After he died, I'm gonna try not to cry, y'all. I'm trying. Because every time I talk about him with anybody, I start crying immediately. But his passing just affected me to the core, y'all. Like, it tore me up inside. It made me look at things in my life differently. Like, now when it comes to certain people, like, I don't trust people like that. I don't want people getting close to me. I don't want my time being wasted. It's like, I had to start viewing people and things around me differently. And it sucks. I struggle with that a lot, especially lately. It's like, I was talking to somebody about it today, and they were just like, oh, well, why do you feel that way? And you're going to make your depression come back. And it's like, I'm human. I'm healed, but I'm allowed to cry. I'm allowed to feel emotions. I'm allowed to be upset. Like, it's human nature. Like, I'm not going to sit here and hide how I feel. Yeah, I'm hurting. Someone who I love, someone who I cared about, someone who I cherish, someone who meant a lot to me and was a really good friend to me is gone. I'm never going to see this person again. I'm never going to talk to them again. I'm never going to text them, FaceTime them, nothing. And the thing is, people, it's hard because I don't have a lot of people that I really trust and that I can talk to, like, the way I could talk to this person. This was a friend for like 2 or 3 years, a part of my life. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, this person, I can't even go into detail, but it hurts. And it's like, people expect me to just be like, oh, it's cool, I'm good. Like, no, I'm not good. I'm pissed off, I'm hurt, I'm mad, because I feel like his life was cut too short. He was 30 years old. Like, he had just turned 30. He had a whole life ahead of him. Like, that was, it's like, I'm mad because I feel like he deserved to still be here, to be here for his daughters. And like, that was, it just sucks. He was finally in a job that he loved. He was happy. Like, y'all don't understand, like, I knew this, I met him when he was in a bad space. Like, when I first met him, I just remember how we met, and I stuck by him through that space. Like, and he came out of that space to be where he was before his death. So it's like, yeah, I'm hurting, I'm pissed off, I'm mad, because now I don't look at nobody the same. The
reality is I'm never going to have a guy friend like that again that I can trust, that I can be open with, that gives me advice on men, that knows me like the back of the hand. My parents met him. Like, my daughter loved playing with his daughters. Like, it was a deep friendship. So, yeah, I'm hurt. Like, I'm allowed to be hurt. I'm allowed to have these emotions, you know? And I feel like for my friend to be like, oh, well, why are you feeling this way? And blah, blah, blah. You just gonna put these negative thoughts. Like, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm not trying to have these negative thoughts. Go eat, Madison. I'm trying to shake these thoughts off, but obviously, it's hard, y'all. Like, I mean, when you go from talking to somebody almost every day to now not even being able to text, call, FaceTime, nothing, it's hard. Like, and I look at things way differently now. Like, I look at people differently. Because, again, like I told you guys, I'll never have another guy friend like that again. Never. So, it's just, ultimately, y'all, it's hard. But, you know, I'm trying to push through. I feel like it's going to be a long time before I can close that door and realize that he's gone and there's nothing I can do. But right now, it's still fresh and it still hurts. And I don't know how to really deal with it. Take that what you think. I don't know how to deal with it. So, I'm just in my own head right now, y'all. But outside of that situation with... Madison, why are you in my room? Go in your room. Well, don't eat no more. You still can be in your room. So... I'm recording, Madison. So, that's just... Oh, my God, y'all. This is my daughter. She's coughing everywhere. I'm sorry about that, y'all. But anyway, so... It's just hard on me, y'all. And that whole situation just kind of affected me. So, I don't know, y'all. That's been, like, 2 weeks of me waking up every day thinking about that him dying and just... thinking about memories and the last time we hung out, the last conversation we had. Like, y'all gotta realize, like, the day he died was the last day I spoke to him. That same day that he texted me, he died. And like I told you guys, you gotta realize too that I sent him my last text and he never responded. And I thought he didn't respond because he got busy with work, and it's because he died. And I never knew that. And that tore me up inside. You know, the way I had to find out. I hated how I found out. Like, I literally had to find out through a mutual friend because me and this mutual friend both knew him. And I didn't like how I found out. I didn't like how I had to see this stuff. Like, y'all gotta understand, this stuff tore me up. I mean, I don't know. Certain stuff changes you. And I've never lost a close friend before. This is like the first time that ever happened to me. So... I'm still messed up by it, y'all. And probably will be for a while, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. And then, outside of all that, though, because I don't want to cry no more about that, but it's just, like, some other stuff is going on, too. So, one thing that I really can't stand when a person wastes my time, y'all, it does something to me. Like, I don't like having my time wasted. I don't like having people, you know, just... Listen, get down before you get in trouble. Stop. I don't like feeling like people are just taking me for granted and stuff like that. So basically, you guys, as you guys know, for the last 4 months, I was dating my guy friend. We have been hanging out. He been coming over. Everything was good between me and him. All of a sudden, let me tell y'all what happens. Out of the blue, let me tell you guys what ended up happening between me and him. What happened? So, over the weekend, and even prior to that, me and him had been talking. Now, out of the blue, this man says to me that we was talking about us being in a relationship again. Okay. Now, out of the blue, he says to me, it's beans and rice. You're not gonna like it. It's spicy. Anyway, so out of the blue, this man says to me, he's like, well, I can't hold you hostage. You can go, if you want to go date other people or whatever, you can. We'll still be friends.
so it shocked me, y'all, because I'm like, why did two weeks prior to this weekend, he told me last time we hung out that he didn't want me dating nobody but him. So then right after he says it, I say, well, why did you waste my time for 4 months when you knew I wanted a relationship? And I was like, I've been asking you about us being more than friends because that's something that I wanted. I'm like, I told him, like, we've been friends for two going on 3 years. And part of those years, you was trying to be in a relationship with me. Then all of a sudden, I give you a chance to say, let's try it out. Now you want to act like you don't know what you want. So then he goes, oh, I know how you feel. It's not like that. I do want you. And then he tries to backtrack and go, oh, well, I wouldn't want you to date anybody else, but I can't stop you. So I'm like, if you knew you didn't want a relationship, if you knew you didn't know what you wanted, why would you waste 4 months of my life that I can't get back? Like, that's what upset me, y'all. But that's initially why I started going back to dating ass, because he does not know what he wants, y'all. He is good with me acting as a girlfriend without a title. That's what he likes. He doesn't want to give me a title. He doesn't even want... I really think he doesn't want to be in a relationship with me, but he doesn't want to come out and straight up say it. So he makes excuses. And that's fine. I can't force nobody to do nothing, but don't waste my time, especially when I threw that on the table when we first met. I literally straight up told you, hey, I want a relationship. You knew this. This is not something I didn't keep from you. None of that. So it's like, if you knew you didn't want that, or you just wanted to stay friends and keep friends, you know, now you want to friend zone me, supposedly. Why waste my time for 4 months when I could have been with somebody else? Like, and that's why I started going to dating apps, because I haven't told you guys this, but he's been telling me little hints and stuff towards this, basically acting like he doesn't know what he wants and he can't stop me from doing this. And then when I come back on him to try to get more, you know, out of him to figure out what's in his mind, going on in his mind, that's when he want to come back like, oh, well, you know, I want you and I wouldn't want you talking to other people. So make up your mind. 2 weeks ago, you don't want me dating nobody but you. Now you come back and say you can't hold me hostage and I can do what I want to do. Like, that just lets me know that you don't want to be with me and you don't want a relationship and you wasting my time. So I'm going to go do what I want to do, because he don't know what he wants and my time's being wasted. That's upsetting to me, because I hate having my time wasted, y'all. I hate it. Like, if up off the bat, if you don't know what you want, you need to let people know and stop playing. People need to stop playing games with each other. That's not cool. So that whole situation happened, y'all, and I was like, are you kidding me? Honestly, I'm gonna be real with y'all. My dating life is pretty much non-existent, because the men I encounter on dating apps, they don't know what they want, or they either just want sex, or they either want to play games with you, or they want to rush to get your number, they want to come off desperate. I'm gonna tell y'all some stories about the dating apps. I had one guy on a dating app pretty much tell me, he was like, what did he say? I'm sorry, y'all. He was like, I haven't had a lady friend in a long time. I haven't had no one to cook for, to look after. Will you please be my friend? Take my number. Let's hang out. Let's talk. I was like, first of all, you're coming off like you're desperate. That's not attractive to me. Why are you pushing your number on me so fast? I'm still trying to get to know you. Then I had another guy ask for my number. So I give him my number. We start texting. This idiot was texting another female and me at the same time. So he ends up sending a text meant for her to me. So I say, wait a minute. I said, was that text meant for me or somebody else? He goes, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I apologize. I need to save your number in my phone so I don't get it mixed up. I was like, if that's not the biggest turnoff, I literally just gave you my number and you gonna text me another text meant for another female. That is the biggest turnoff. Like, that just turned me all the way off. So I'm not even gonna text him back no more. I'm good off him. Like, he's off the list. I'm sorry. That was just so unattractive, man. I mean, if you gonna text, at least get your texts together, because you texting me the wrong female, like, that's, are you serious? So I'm like, all right. So that situation was like, all right, this is dead. So sorry, I'm eating Kit Kat. After that happened, I was completely turned off. I was like, no, this ain't gonna work. So then it's just like the kind of men I encounter online, they annoy me. One guy was like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. You have beautiful feet, beautiful body, beautiful face. He's like, please take my number so we can hang out. Blah, blah. He was like, when are you coming to this area? And I'm like, what in the world is in the water, y'all? Another guy texted me. He was like, he was just like, what you doing this weekend? I go, I don't know. He was like, I'm trying to make plans for us. I'm like, to do what? He's like, you want to go to the movies or Top Golf? I'm just like, oh my God. That was probably one of the safest messages I got. But the rest of the messages I be getting be crazy. Like, it make me not want to be on apps or talk to no men. I really be feeling like there's no good men left, y'all. I'm not even going to sit here and lie to y'all. I feel like there are no good men left. Like, these men be making me lose all hope in humanity. Like, all hope in humanity. Like, because I literally sit here and I wonder, why are these men like this? Just why? Like, it's so trifling. It is so trifling, y'all. Like, the type of people that I encounter on these dating apps. It's like, and then when I try to date people I know, that never goes right. And with my guy friend, that situation, 4 months of it went nowhere. And yet he still texts me every day, calling me baby, telling me he misses me and he wants to see me. And it's like, you say, you call me baby, you say you miss me, you say you care about me, but in the same breath, you don't know what you want. So it's like, stop playing this game with me. That's all I'm saying. Like, stop playing games with me. And my mom was like, so what's going on with you and him? And I was like, nothing, because he don't know what he want. He keep wasting my time. And he's in the military. And I'm not trying to knock military men, so don't get offended, nobody. But I think that with that being said, like, he's, being that I've known him for since he was stationed here or in my city or whatever, eventually he'll probably get stationed somewhere else. I mean, he extended his time to be here longer, but I don't know. And maybe that's why he don't want to get attached to me. I really don't know, y'all. I really don't even know. But for real, at the end of the day, I just feel like when it comes to dating, my hope in men is just, it's just down the toilet, man. It is down the toilet. Like, I really wish men would just stop playing with me and I could just meet a real man that wants the same things as me. Like, I'm like, what the freak is going on in the world right now that I continue to encounter men that ain't about shit? Or they don't know what they want. Like, I don't know what it is in the water, y'all, but like, And then on top of that, I had an ex. So this is one of my exes that I'm actually still good friends with. So anyway, he hit me up and he was like, oh, I want to rekindle things with you. Yes, y'all, my love life and my date life is a mess. These stories are probably funny to y'all, but it's even more funny to me. Believe me, I got to laugh to keep from crying because it is a hot mess. But anyway, so me and this ex are still friends. He hits me up saying that he wants us to rekindle things and try to start over. So I'm listening to what he's saying on the phone. I'm thinking, maybe, I don't know. But the reason that me and him even broke up was because it was a long distance relationship and he moved far away. So I kept asking him, well, do you plan on coming back down this way? Of course he doesn't. He loves to avoid those type of questions because he knows he's not coming back. But anyway, I was just like, I don't know. And I don't even know if I should be rekindling nothing with the ex. So he goes on to be like, well, are you on OkCupid or whatever? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, telling him basically like, I'm not even doing nothing. I was like, do you want to see my phone? I'm not doing anything because I'm literally not doing nothing, y'all. I'm going to get into detail about that in a minute. So he gets all upset. He was like, I saw your profile on there. And I'm saying, so I say to him, how would you know I'm on there unless you're on there too? I'm like, how are you going to get mad at me for using the app? Mind you, me and you aren't even together. You must be on there searching for females too, because it was weird, y'all. So then he got all mad and blew up at me because I'm on an app. I was like, okay, cool. So I said to him, do you want to see my phone? Because I ain't got nothing to hide, which I don't. I was like, I let him know straight up. Like, I don't even, you know, going on dates with my guy friend or whatever. Nothing serious. And I let him know that's all I've been doing. Mind you, this whole year of 2022, you guys, I've only hung out with two men. And that's my ex, the one that contacted me. I hung out with him before he up and moved to his whatever city. So I was hanging out with him this year. When he was still here, we and him would chill. But then, of course, he moved back to his hometown. So, yes, I was chilling with him before he moved. And then when me and him, you know, fell off or whatever, and he moved, I started, like, literally a few months after he left, that's when me and my guy friend connected and we started dating. or going on dates or whatever you want to call it. So that's two men out of 2020. 2022 and the year's almost over. Yeah. So I was like, honestly, when I get on these dating apps, I say, yes, I talk to men on dating apps. I might flirt with them. We might exchange numbers, but it never goes further than numbers. And the reason it doesn't is because I don't allow it. Once I feel like it's a bad vibe with a guy, or I feel like something's not right with a dude, I cut ties. I don't even allow us to meet. I'm not going to meet up with somebody if I feel like the vibes are off once we exchange numbers. The vibes can be good on that app, but when we get off the app, are the vibes still going to be good? If they're not good, then obviously I'm not going to deal with you. So, yes, it doesn't even lead to anything. I'll give somebody my number, we'll text, might talk on the phone, might just end up being good friends, but it never goes further than for us to meet. So, in the whole year, this half a year, and pretty much 2022 is about to end, I've only hung out with two men, and that was it. My ex and my guy. That is it. I have not really hung out with nobody this year like that. Like, far as, and when I say hang out, I mean like hang out as in like I'm liking somebody, I'm hanging with them. I'm not talking about my guy friends, nothing like that. This is just like, this is the only two men I hung out with that I was on the verge of like, I like you or whatever. But yeah, that's it. So I was telling him, you want to see my phone? Because it's literally nothing in my phone. My phone is, y'all, I'm not going to say my phone is dry because it ain't dry, but my phone is like, I probably make my phone dry because I don't be responding back to messages a lot of times. But anyway, yeah, I'm not doing nothing. I have no, and I told him straight up, I ain't got no reason to lie to you, and I ain't got to be explaining myself to you, but here I am because I'm trying to let you know that Sherelle is not doing nothing, which I'm not. And y'all know if I was in a relationship, if I was marrying somebody, anything was going on, y'all know y'all be one of the first people I would tell, because I tell y'all everything on this podcast. But ain't nothing going on. My house is, my room is closed. My curtains are closed. My blinds closed. Like, I'm not doing jack. So that's just my reality, y'all. And it sucks that, you know, unfortunately, I'm just here. But I'm getting to a point where I don't even care no more, because I'm at that point where I'm not trying to. I feel like this is how I feel when it comes to dating. Yes, I get frustrated when it comes to dating because the type of people I have to encounter and deal with, and it makes me irritable and angry and pissed because men just, they do something to me here lately. Make me want to go to the other side sometimes. Let me stop playing with y'all. But on a serious note, though, I am waiting for God to send me a man. I'm not out here just searching for a man. And just because I'm on this dating app, so I tried to explain to my ex, does not mean I'm out here searching for something. I literally get on there, I'm not going to sit here and lie, I get a slew of messages in my inboxes on these dating apps. And I have conversations with some people I don't talk to. And then the ones I really, really like, we might exchange numbers and that's it. But it never goes any further. And I'm not doing nothing. And I'm going to tell y'all another thing. I don't even keep the dating apps on my homepage. They're off my homepage because I don't utilize them every day. Like, only apps I keep on my homepage is stuff that I utilize on a daily basis. I don't utilize dating apps every day. I might skip some days, but I don't even use them. Or I might skip 2 weeks and I don't get on it. But when I do hop on, I might look at some messages. That's it. It's never anything serious, you guys. It's never anything deep because I just haven't met anybody to make me I have not met anybody that pretty much makes me want to give up the apps, give up talking to people, anything, because I haven't met nobody that makes me feel like I should do that. The problem is, like I was telling my ex, I said, a lot of y'all men, I told him straight up, I said, a lot of y'all men want a female to do girlfriend things with no title, want a female to do wife things with no title. Like, who's going to be a girlfriend with no title? Like, a lot of men be okay, and some of us females, because we like somebody, we'll actually do girlfriend things knowing that we're not. What else you gonna eat, Stank? Well, ask him. He ain't giving you one. Why he won't give you a pork chop? He got three. Oh, you can't force you to eat it, man. Son. Tell him you don't want it. So, okay, I'll talk to him in a minute. So, basically, you guys, yeah, it's just like they want you to do girlfriend or wife things with no title. And I was like, I would gladly give up any dating app. I would gladly give up anybody I talk to for the right person. What? But because I have not found anyone that makes me say give it all up, then I'm not going to. Because because, like I said, no one wants to get that title. And I just feel like you can't get mad at me for doing things. Like, my ex getting mad at me for being on the app, but you don't want to give me a title. So, what is that? Where does that lead me to go? You know what I mean, y'all? It's just ridiculous. But, yeah, I look forward to the day where I can finally be done with dating apps. And I look forward to the day where I can finally just be focusing on one person, because that person means the world to me and that's my everything. But, you know, it's a process to find the right person. And I honestly don't even know when it'll happen for real, y'all. But I'm not rushing it. It's cool. You know, I'm going to take my time. Despite all the bad dating things that happened to me. It's so funny I mentioned dating apps, because it was a girl on TikTok that actually was talking about dating apps one day and how she can't stand them and how she keeps meeting guys that just want to come to her house and all kinds of stuff. And it's just like, I had to laugh because it's so true. That's exactly how dating apps are. And it's so funny how the men on there are nowadays. So dating in 2020 is garbage, y'all. I'm just going to be real with y'all. But anyway, enough about that, y'all. I promise to come back soon with a different episode and give y'all some more stuff to talk about. But right now, I'm just chilling, y'all. I'm trying to figure life out. I'm even behind in my life coaching classes right now, y'all. I got to get caught up in that. I haven't worked on that in 2 weeks, so I got to get that done. I have a lot to do, y'all. But I'm going to get it done. I promise y'all I will. Anyway, you guys, I'm about to wrap this up. I will talk to you soon. Peace and love.